Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is anyone there? There's no music there, so I was going to play this over the music.
Yeah. It's go time. It's go time time. It's go, no go, lock and load, love him and leave him, smoke him if you got him, see him when I see it, because it's time for Mark Reardon time.
Jane, you know who that is. Identify the voice. You remember his name?
I don't remember his name, but
it's our buddy George Shea.
George
Shea,
he's awesome.
It is the 4th of July, so that means it's the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. George is the voice. He's the guy who runs the contest. He's been in St. Louis. Little known fact here, this is embarrassing, I'm just going to have to admit it, that Joey Chestnut came in several years ago, and Jane and I threw down in a hot dog eating contest. She beat me by like a matter of millimeters.
But it
I
was
had a
so
half
dog.
She claims a whole hot dog. I had like a half, and you had three quarters.
I'm just saying it all.
And Joey Chestnut, in what, 30 seconds, ate three or four hot dogs, didn't he?
Yeah, but they did declare me the winner, and the belt was mine.
Yeah.
The belt was mine.
That was fun, though, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun. And Joey Chestnut, you're never going to meet a nicer guy. I mean, and George Shea is a trip.
George is awesome.
He
so
is fun.
He's coming on next hour. He's going to join me in the next hour. I happen to be tuning into ESPN. I got home last night, and I text Fred. I'm like, okay, I was making dinner. I'm about to put steaks on the grill, right? And I tune into ESPN because I was looking for the Bucks game. And they're showing Joey Chestnut do some of the training. And he's trying to hold vomit down. This is right before dinner. But I told Fred, I said, oh, this reminded me we should try to get George on. So he's agreed to come on, and he's going to join us from New York a little later this afternoon. Of course, the contest
Kobayashi
is
gone.
Sunday.
So Kobayashi's gone.
Like, where does that take place at, the training? QT? You just get like five of them and just jam them down your throat. Okay, I'm ready, and
dude,
pass out.
You have to, I'm telling you,
no,
in all seriousness, if you have curiosity, you should watch the 30 for 30, because
yes,
the 30 for 30.
The 30 for 30 explains it all.
It does, and it shows, there's a point in this 30 for 30 where Joey Chestnut has got something that is weighted, a weighted bag, I'm not sure what he put in it, and it's attached to his jaw, and he's opening and closing his jaw because he's trying to train the muscles that you might not, you know, ordinarily use.
Sure.
He goes through, I mean, he really got into it, stomach stretching and doing these big deep breathing exercises. There was actual training that went into this.
And they have to stretch their stomach.
Yeah.
So this should be, forget the 30 for 30, they need to expand on this and do like one for like a feature documentary so we can just
10-part Last Dance version.
I'm actually surprised, Dan, that they have it. And at some point, and it's interesting too because,
you know, little tiny women who are like half my size.
Maybe perhaps when he's retired, maybe. Perhaps when he's
done. Do you remember the story, though, with Kobayashi? Because Kobayashi was winning. He won like six in a row.
He was the master.
He got into a fight with them.
Kobayashi.
He didn't like, and this was in the 30-30, he didn't like the contract that they were putting in front of him. And George Shea in the 30-for-30 said, look, he had the right to do whatever he wanted to do, but why would we grant him permission if he's our champion to go on and participate in all these other non-Nathan's eating contests? They didn't want that. They were trying to protect their brand and image.
Right.
But they kind of made George out in the end to be the bad guy. Not even, you know, the contest, but George specifically.
Kobayashi had some, I mean,
see, when you say that, I just think about Usual Suspects. Kobayashi.
Oh, is that a great name, though? It's and he's very interesting because he doesn't talk that much, but he did. They did interview him extensively.
So there is a 30 for 30. I'm going to have to watch
it. Yeah, watch it.
And he had some issues. I mean, there was definitely some parts in his career, and then that's when Joey Chestnut.
Did his mom die? And
yeah,
he was speaking of which, I got to bring this up before we do Sue's News, and Carl is going to pinch hit this afternoon. Have you heard about Sha'Carri Richardson? She was heading to the Olympics in Tokyo. She could miss the games. Maybe not, though. So she won the women's 100-meter race at the U.S. Track and Field event in Oregon last month, but she has tested positive for THC. So she says she smoked a little weed because her mom, her biological father, I'm sorry, mother, died unexpectedly when she was in Oregon. She said that she was struggling, and she said that was a triggering. Whatever happened, happened. She smoked a little weed. Who cares? Little known fact, weed is a really, really big motivator for people who want to run fast. I don't know if you know that. This is just like drinking.
I thought it was a motivator to sit on the couch.
No, it's ridiculous. Now, people on Twitter are saying, well, you know, rules are rules. It's a dumb rule. My point is, I understand rules are rules. It's a dumb rule.
It's a dumb rule.
They should get rid of it. Look, even Clarence Thomas this week said, it's time to do something federally about the marijuana laws because it's ridiculous.
Can I say something? I think that the greatest trick the cops ever pulled was that they still worry about people smoking a little bit of reefer.
That's a misnomer. They don't.
They don't.
They watch so much more than that.
They really don't.
Just, I mean,
I can tell you from personal experience what they do
care
is
about fentanyl.
They confiscate it.
Yeah.
And they give it to their friends. I'm just telling you right now.
What happened when you were young? When our friends got pulled over, they stole the beer.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's nothing new.
She's still going, by the way. She's going to be on the relay team.
Yeah, she's going to be. I think
she may still be able to compete in that event, depending on the timing. Also,
Mark, I don't know if you remember when Alex Reyes lost. He got suspended for marijuana usage during the season. I think he lost like 25 or 50 games for that. So.
I mean, you know, the rule was clear, even though it's a dumb rule.
If the NBA had that, the NBA got rid of that rule because if they had that rule,
nobody played.
They'd all be kicked out. The entire league would.
Does the NFL do it?
The game's been canceled tonight because there is no.
The NFL gets around it because this is what my understanding is. You can get as high as you want from the time the season ends to the time the season starts. But during the season, I think they enforce the testing.
Because it's a banned substance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. For now.
Well, they do it.
Let's do this. Oh, am I supposed to look at Andrew for something? I'm sorry. What am I doing here?
I'm doing the news today, not
Carl. Oh, not
Carl.
No.
Okay.
I
was just going to take it.
Andrew's news.
I was just going to take it from here. Okay.
There's your promo, Andrew.
The host is not informed usually. Here we go. All right. Why is
these allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Or not.
Or not. Sometimes not. Some 4th of July facts for you, channeling the spirit of Sue here, right? What would Sue do? Mm-hmm. This is what Sue would do. 4th of July facts here. Sunday marks the 245th commemoration of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence by the Second Continental Congress. The Congress actually voted to separate from Great Britain 2 days earlier on July 2nd and possibly didn't sign the document, actually sign it until early August. Now. Is that the first continental congress? Like, what was the first continental congress?
I think it was
congress?
The second.
I know, but then what was the first? If this was the second continental congress, then what was the first?
The first one was to talk about writing it, and the second one was actually writing it.
Okay, got it.
I think that's right.
Look, Andrew, this is a radio show, not a history lesson.
And Mark didn't know the answer.
Skipped history lesson quite a bit, so don't know.
Here's what
I find fascinating about the 4th of July, amongst many things, is that Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died like hours apart
on the same day.
That's always fascinating to me.
And they wrote each other letters that they didn't get.
Because they died.
Yeah.
And they both died right after signing it. Some argue that the country has since grown from 13 colonies and roughly 2.5 million people to 50 states and 14 territories with a population of, does anybody want to try and guess?
335 million, roughly.
I know the answer, so
that's
million?
Disqualifying.
320.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Mark pretty much got it right.
330.
I don't know history, but I know population counts.
I didn't know there were 14 territories.
I didn't either.
I couldn't name any.
Sounds like Game of Thrones. Territories, population.
Puerto Rico.
They got some of the islands.
One of the
islands,
yeah.
And the rest.
Arnold. I think Arnold, Missouri is a territory, too.
As is Eureka.
Confident.
The economy has swelled to almost $21 trillion, and while income and wealth disparities remain an issue, economic output per person has risen by a factor of 30 over two centuries. That's pretty big. Quite a bit. Advances in public health, public sanitation, the germ theory of disease, and more have cut the child mortality rate from more than 45% to under 1%, and our citizens live on average 35 years longer than they did 200 years ago. Not too bad.
We're just old longer.
We've made great strides in this country.
We've built 3 million miles of paved roads and more than 5,000 public airports. Millions of miles of power lines electrify the country, and almost 80% of adults have access to high-speed broadband internet. That number actually seems a bit low.
What was that?
80%.
80%?
80%,
well,
yeah.
No, that's because a lot of, when they're talking about infrastructure, a lot of rural areas just don't have the access to that.
That's true. I forget that. I forget that they're...
yeah, they don't have Wi-Fi there.
Those outlying U.S. territories like Arnold.
By the way, you know, the most impressive thing is that we're all going to get to blow up a bunch of stuff this weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's face it.
How do you guys feel about these NIL rules?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do, though.
Yeah, name, image, never likeness. Heard it called it's the NCAA rules that name, image, likeness.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Free the athletes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. I agree.
Free the athletes and Britney Spears.
And, well, Britney. Yeah, let's not even get started.
Just allow them. If you're going to make money off
that's
them,
right.
Allow them to make money.
It's just, we've outlawed slavery, I thought. And that's what this has been.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, for those who don't know, this allows college athletes to finally, for the first time ever, they can sign endorsement deals, make money off of their face, their fame,
and their
name, image,
yay,
and likeness, as they say. Twin sisters who play for Fresno State's basketball team are now spokespeople for Boost Mobile.
Nice.
Why?
Sure. Well, hopefully they'll make
why you
some
say?
Money.
Because whoever, if I were them, whoever came knocking first, I'm saying yes, please.
Whatever. So Fresno State twin basketball players are now Boost Mobile sponsors.
I love
that. Yeah, because I, you know what, I would if I were them, because you know, college athlete, you don't even know if you're going to make it that
what
far
if you
in the
get
big
hurt
leagues,
and you've, you know,
exactly.
And
whoever is the first person to come knocking, I'm taking that deal.
Mark, I think as film critics, we should have sponsors. Do you want like a? Do you want a coffee brand? Can I take the
well, I have
brand?
Great sponsors for my radio show. You mean just like tattooed on my forehead?
Yeah.
I would do that. Absolutely.
A shirt right here.
Sure.
Just, yeah, right there.
Pay me enough. There's a price for everything, Dan.
Carl and I have a friend that we used
to. I'm a whore. What can I say?
Carl and I have a friend that we used to work with who lost a bet and had to get, is it it's Domino's, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he had to get the Domino's logo tattooed.
Oh, on his arm.
There's a really on sharp guy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean,
that's bad. What was the bet over?
That's a good question. Do you know what the bet was?
Something
over?
Stupid.
Well, yeah.
All bets
it was with his,
like
was with his
done
brother, right?
Yes.
I'd tattoo Pappy's barbecue on my arm.
Why would you pay up
there's
on
a lot of
bet
things I'd get tattooed.
I'd put Lion's
because
Choice
it's your
on
brother
my arm in a heartbeat.
You know what? I'd get Domino's.
If they gave
I
me
like
those,
Domino's enough.
If they gave me those cones, I wouldn't even need money.
If, you
if they
went
just
in,
gave me the dip cones, I would, yeah, I would put Lion's Choice.
If you went into Domino's with that on your arm, probably get free pizza.
Free small pizza.
Or they'd laugh at you. They'd laugh at you.
Well, they maybe both. Arkansas wide receiver Trey Knox. And he has a great looking dog, and they now have a deal with PetSmart.
Cool.
Good.
If you
good.
So, let's see here. Industry insiders expect LSU gymnast Olivia Dunn to earn the most of any athlete from these endorsements.
A gymnast.
Well, it's the Olympic time, so that's probably.
Yeah, and she has a bunch of followers on social media, so you know.
She's an influencer.
I love it. I'm
why
all
else,
for it.
Yeah,
free
exactly
market.
And why else have all those followers if you can't capitalize off it?
Hey, as a joker once said, if you're good at it, don't get paid. I mean, get paid something. Don't do it for free.
Don't do it for free. Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen will be headlining his Central Park concert in August. Mark, do you know about this?
I do not.
How is that possible?
I'm
you're
no,
a cult
band news?
Person.
It gets better.
I've got a little something here from Mr. de Blasio.
It is going to be a great moment for the city, marking our rebirth, marking our comeback. And it's going to be one of the greatest Central Park concerts in history. This is something you do not want to miss. This is something for the ages.
The headliners are Bruce, Paul Simon, and Jennifer Hudson. Remember of Dreamgirls?
Oh, she's got a beautiful
American Idol.
Dreamgirls and American Idol fame.
He cannot
she has
be
an Oscar.
Slowed down. He just
no, he
keeps
can't
going and going. He is the Energizer Bunny from New Jersey.
Jennifer Hudson is going to be Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Yes, right? She is.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's very good.
Mm-hmm. I've already seen a poster and a trailer, I think.
Oh, she's going to be phenomenal.
Oscar.
One Oscar already.
Dreamgirls.
Fox News Tucker Carlson. We're all
oh,
familiar
please
with Tucker. We're all a bit familiar with Tucker. Would you like to guess who he says he voted for, according to his friends?
Oh, I heard this.
Oh, I did hear. I heard this too. He
what goofy answer?
What was it? He didn't vote for Trump.
No,
he's
no.
What he says.
He voted for Kanye West.
Kanye West.
He
yes.
He claims
oh,
he
good
voted for
great
Kanye West. He also has claimed that he has never voted. So it's hard to know who he may have
he
actually
really
voted.
Confession.
No, I thought Kanye
I voted
said
for Tim Tebow.
He never voted. Kanye
really
said he never voted.
Kanye's the one who
that's
said he
probably
never voted.
I believe
yeah
that.
Yeah.
But Tucker declined to comment and has claimed previously to have never voted.
Okay, he needs to go away. His 15 minutes should be over.
Trump insiders have officially launched their own social media platform called Getter, of course, without an E, because when you make a social media platform, you got to change something, right? You
right
can't just have a word. You got to take
right
some letters out.
Did it already close down, or is it
G-E-T-T-E-R? Well, it's just open, but also possibly already shut
wait
down.
Wait, G-E-T-T-R?
Yes, G-E-T-T-R.
Getter, the
promoted its mission
of ideas.
Promoted its mission as fighting cancel culture, promoting common sense, defending free speech, challenging social media monopolies, and creating a true marketplace of ideas.
It looks like if you were describing Twitter to someone with nothing cool on it.
It's run by Trump's former spokesman, Jason Miller, is leading the platform. Trump's involvement with the project is unclear. The former president has been looking for alternative ways to engage with his base.
I mean, I think he's going to jail. I just want to put that out there, so I'll put the marker down. I actually think they're going to indict him. I think it's
Trump.
I think it's going to be badly.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They're yeah. It's
Jane's
close.
Always wishing for these things. We'll see.
She said that
did
since Greitens 2016.
Go down? Oh, you've been I think saying, he did. I did say that about Eric Greitens.
Well,
didn't
I believe Kim Gardner did not have a case, and she dropped the charges because there was no
he
evidence.
He resigned. Okay. In shame.
I understand that, right? Okay. You can take there's politics, and then there's criminal behavior. They're two different things.
Yeah, smacking a woman is a crime.
Okay. He wasn't charged with that.
Yeah, Dan's like, popcorn, please. Yeah, this is just one of our normal conversations.
No, this is good. This is better than watching anything on television.
I mean, we really are better, aren't we, Mark? I mean, very much. We can all agree on that.
Far, far better. Hey,
better
before,
looking.
Do you have one more?
I have time for one more.
Do one more here.
Okay, so breaking here. Jane and Mark disagree on the Eric Greitens situation. My final story today. A woman has taught her pet bird to say Tweety Bird's famous line, if you don't know what that is.
That's
you
pretty
did.
Good. Pretty. Oh,
okay. That's
look at
awesome.
That. I like that.
That's it.
I taught I taw a putty tat. That's spectacular. That's your best one. I love it.
That's fantastic. Hey, on a somewhat serious note, though, as we wrap this up, I made a reference to it. As the attorney in the room, is there any other attorney in the room besides Jane?
No.
Carl, you're an attorney, aren't you?
I am an intern.
Can you explain the Britney Spears thing to me? The one thing people have been saying this. So Bill Cosby is let go free, and he's
was a lot to that
giving
story.
Quaaludes. No, and I know. Look, the court had no other reason.
The court
reason.
Had no choice.
I understand that.
Yeah, as much as I hate it, that's what the
I get. That
was,
understand
yeah.
that part of the equation.
Britney,
I don't
is
understand
offensive.
Britney. Is that also because there weren't specific requests legally that were filed or made, and that's why the judge had a side against her? I can't get my arms around.
I don't get it, because look, the judge always has the authority to say, I'm looking at this, and he could sua sponte, which is the word, like on his own motion, deal with this conservatorship.
Sua sponte is filling in next week on Sue's News, just so
no,
you know.
But just some of
different
what I
person
read,
every week.
Yeah.
I just feel like that her father's lawyer seems to have this judge wrapped around his finger, and it did not look right to me. And they are not letting her remove an IUD. I mean,
really? It's stunning.
That is so dystopian.
How old is she again?
39, isn't she?
Gosh. It is so dystopian. This is it's insane.
Well, that's why I was wondering.
Yeah,
there usually is an answer to these questions. Like, wait a second. I know that doesn't make sense. It seems completely out of whack, but there has to be a reason.
Even her children.
But you just told me there's no reason.
Even her children, like, went on social media and said the grandfather is bad. I mean, so they love Britney's mother, but the grandfather is some sort of tyrant.
It is crazy. Dan Buffa is going to talk movies coming up next, and we are going to battle head to toe, and I'm going to fight to the finish on Boss Baby Family Business, because I really liked it, and I don't think he did. We're coming up with movies on this Friday afternoon. Frank Cusimano a little later. George Shea from the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And Sean O'Connell is going to tell a great story about Quentin Tarantino in the next hour, too.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, I am in on the mission.
Sorry, Pops. It's not your mission.
Aww. Warning. May cause drooling, babbling, emotional outbursts,
fits of laughter, loss of bowel control, chubby thighs?
I think some guys at my gym take this stuff.
Ah, my texting hand!
All right, I'm prepared to fight to the finish here with Dan Buffa on the topic of Boss Baby 2, family business, because I really like this movie. We're going to talk about a few movies, including The Purge, which I did not see, but Dan... maybe I was just in a mood to laugh. I will say this, that my daughter did not like it, she told me.
She didn't?
And she's 6 years old. Well, I think a lot of the humor goes over young kids' heads.
It can, yeah.
And she did like, there's a musical component to this movie that she liked. No, there is. There's
Dan texted me, oh my gosh, there's music in this.
There's music in this movie.
Yeah, most people aren't smart enough for Boss Baby, I think.
So
I
did
think
you
that's
really dislike it that much?
No, the first one I loved, it's just this one. And of course, I will say, since you kind of gave the reviews of the fellow Reardon household holders, my wife and kid liked it. I just sat there. Maybe I liked the first one too much, to where this one just felt like, it felt like the humor wasn't as sharp as the first one. The story, I liked when they were just kind of two little kids fighting each other for attention of their parents. So when they, it felt like they were throwing a lot of stuff in this movie. It jumped from here to there, plot-wise, and I didn't laugh a lot, and I wasn't in a bad mood.
And that was the opposite for me. I laughed a lot. And that's sometimes comedies will hit you at the right moment.
Exactly.
I think moods do play a role. You say you weren't in a bad mood. Maybe it just caught you at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. My wife liked it quite a bit. She was with me, and we laughed a lot. But again, maybe it's expectations,
because
I didn't expect anything from this movie. I really didn't. James Marsden comes on as the older Tim Templeton. I'm not a big Alec Baldwin guy, but he's right for this particular role. And you heard in the clip there, Amy Sedaris is great. She's got a very unique voice. I just loved it. I thought it was fantastic family entertainment. It's rated PG. So I would recommend this. It's running at 49%, so this is very representative of where critics are.
It is.
Half like it, half don't, right?
On Metacritic, it's 41, and that's not bad. Usually when you get into the red on Metacritic, that's bad, but that's right there. And really, a movie that I really liked is only 4 points higher.
Which is?
The Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt, who just wants to add all these action franchises to his resume. But you know what? I mean, are we going to do The Purge first?
No, do this one. Because I was going to try to sneak this one in yesterday, and I didn't have a chance. What do you think? Tell us the story here.
I was kind of like you with this one. The trailer didn't really impress me. So he's a science teacher. He used to be in the military, and he gets a bulletin that from the future that he has to travel 30 years in the future, because aliens are going to take over. That's what he has to do. And he gets recruited. It's like a modern-day war, and you get sent to the future. But that's, the trailer didn't really show all the goodness of the movie. There's a little bit of humor. J.K. Simmons plays his dad. All of a sudden, the movie gets better. Yvonne Strahovski, who was on Chuck. She has a really good role in the movie that's not just, hey, it's a female who can handle a weapon. She's got a really layered role. And I thought that the ending kind of kept bringing out some pretty good twists. And again, Chris Pratt is a really good leading man. I mean, Jurassic World, Guardians. I don't think Guardians is the same without him. I think he's a secret ingredient. But coming from no expectations, it's science fiction, but it's kind of quick moving. And for 2 hours and 18 minutes, Mark, you know how I'm kind of a stickler for running times. This one, the whole running time is used very well.
All right, let's keep people apprised of where we can find these movies as well. Boss Baby is in the theaters.
Yes.
and on demand or just in the theaters?
It is in theaters, I think, only.
And, no, I think it's on Peacock also.
I think it is on Peacock,
oh,
yeah. So
Peacock.
Then on this one, on The Tomorrow War.
This was originally supposed to be a Paramount feature, a Paramount Pictures release, big summer release, and now it's only on Amazon streaming, which is good for some people, but this is not in theaters, even though I think this one have killed in theaters.
You
got to like,
pay on Amazon,
this
right?
is like Prime. Independence Day with Chris Pratt. That's kind of what I would say. I mean, except that you're going into the future, so maybe a little bit of Edge of Tomorrow and Independence Day.
But, ooh, I liked Edge of Tomorrow,
but only
too.
On Amazon. So the bittersweet thing for me loving it is I think it would have really played well in a theater. Like on a Tuesday screening, it went and just killed.
I watched the first Purge movie, lost interest after that, but there's another one.
Help me! Help! You can't do this to me! The purge is over.
This is the forever purge.
Uh-oh.
It's never stopping.
Yeah. Does the forever purge mean that we don't have to have another one of these movies like this again by any chance?
So essentially in this one, just like the first three films, the beginning picks up. They're getting ready to shut everything down for the night. But in this one, the catch is in the morning, people keep killing. People keep breaking the law. And that puts Josh Lucas, who's kind of like a poor man, every man in this movie. He's good. And Will Patton and a bunch of people, you'll go, oh, I know them, but I don't know her face. Especially a woman from Army of the Dead. They are out on the streets when the purge keeps going on the next morning and the next afternoon. So it's, I actually like this one, even though, and the last one, the first purge, I didn't watch, but you know, the Frank Grillo films are still the best because they had purpose and they were fresh. Anarchy, the second one. If you're going to watch one Purge film, Mark, watch Purge
Good
Anarchy.
Lord, how many of these are there now?
Five.
Seriously?
And a TV series.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So this one I actually enjoyed for what it was, and you can kind of separate. The great thing about these movies, you don't have to watch the other ones at all. It's isolated stories.
Oh, so they don't all
So you don't have to watch four films if you don't want to. You can just watch this one.
You can choose to not watch any of them.
I've seen none of them.
But this one scores higher than both of the other movies we reviewed.
Wow.
Wildly enough, 55 on Metacritic.
Where can we watch it?
It is in theaters only. It's a theaters experience. And I think the theater experience heightened it. If I watched this at home, it might drop a little bit. But I will say this. You can save it for DVD if you must. If there's one movie you watch this weekend, this should not be
it. No.
All right. And this next one is very curious to me. And I think Carl's seen it. Zola.
Hey, last month I went dancing at this cute spot in Florida where my roommate's girl made like 5 G's a night. Because of
my We just met yesterday and you already trying to take hoe trips together?
Be ready by 2.
Hi, bitch!
You want to hear a story about how me and this bitch fell out? It's kind of long, but it's full of suspense.
Well, it's a movie about a stripper and I'm in right there. Tell me more.
Well, for being a movie about strippers, there's surprising little nudity in it, which is a turnoff for some. Mm-hmm. Also, this movie, I want to say this to the audience, is not for everyone. If you were offended by everything that you just heard, this movie is not for you. It is about a world that none of us in this room know about.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
So, well, no,
speak
you
for
don't
yourself,
know us that well.
Huh.
This is about a pair of strippers who leave Detroit and go down for, as they said, a hoe trip in Florida, where murder, guns, drugs, sex, it's very sex positive, but all of this stuff happens. And Zola, who is the lead, she's played by Taylor Page, who was the girl in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the girl in the background.
And she has like a scene that puts Jennifer Lopez's scene in Hustlers to rest,
ooh, wow,
which is hard to do. But she has in one of the the most, I guess, the strippiest scenes of the movie. She really just has a knockdown, drag out dance that just
and she can really dance.
She can dance. And Riley Keough's the other girl,
Elvis's granddaughter.
And let me just say,
I know it's amazing.
Coleman Domingo is their pimp, and Coleman Domingo is exceptional. I mean, he's already been great. If Beale Street Could Talk, he was in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and here Carl, he has like three different personalities as this crazy pimp who can go from one language to another if you cross him.
Right. Wow. This is based on a Twitter thread of 148 tweets from 6 years ago. And it's based on Zola's tweets, and they do something very creative in the movie. Every time they take something from one of the tweets, you hear the Twitter tweet goes.
It's just
really well done.
This is one of my favorite movies of the year.
I mean,
really good. It's in theaters.
In theaters. At only. The Galleria, at yeah. the local cinemas. But really, for me, it's if Spike Lee directed a Goodfellas film, and there's a little bit of Hustlers involved, because it's got a great soundtrack. It's unlike any other movie you'll see this year, just with the way that they shoot it. You know, the cinematography, I'm not going to get all filmy on you, but this movie is exceptional across the board, and especially if you know nothing going in. Like, that's all you have to know. There are two strippers, bad stuff's going to happen.
Is this an awards possible contender?
Wow. Yes, it should be. It's an A24 release, and if they were smart, they should push this.
If the older members of the Academy won't like this movie.
No, they won't.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not saying is it going to win an Oscar. I'm saying is it going to be under
should.
Consideration?
It could be like it Independent should. Spirits, I think, would love this film.
Critics' Choice Awards,
yes.
Dan?
I mean, I almost think if they put it back out there at the end of the year, I mean, Riley Keough has been great in other things, but she's got a big role here. Taylor Page.
Is she going to have a good future?
Yeah,
think she's
because,
extremely
you know,
talented.
She puts on a completely different personality than she ever has, and she's played some roles. So I think it should get attention by the Academy. It shouldn't get swept under the rug like so many great indies do, but Genexa Bravo is the director here, and she has a vision. I mean, just pay attention to all the players in this movie.
You have inspired me maybe to go out to the theater to see this movie, because I was going to watch
Sounds
it here. I have a screener. I'd love to go see it in the theater. It's only an hour and 26.
Yep.
It's quick.
So it's very short. A couple more things I want to mention. This is the weekend. We featured something on this last week because they had a screening at the National Blues Museum here in St. Louis, but Summer of Soul is out.
I hear it's great.
On Hulu, so I would recommend that. And we've seen Black Widow. We'll talk about that a little bit more next week. I really liked it, and we'll get into that. Dan, you liked it, didn't you?
I did. It grew on me. I actually really liked it, especially the next day when I kind of, the whole two-hour movie, because it's so much hype, you got to let it marinate for a day or two.
2:15, Dan.
What?
Yeah, it's a long movie.
Oh, it was 2 hours.
Comic book movies, I think it's a little
bit. No, we timed it. It was 2 hours. That 15 minutes is...
No, because Mark and I saw it, and there was a timer on our screen, and it said 2:15.
It was more than 2 hours.
It's
I'm going to tell you right now, it was more than 2 hours.
It's
because,
fine.
Yeah, it's but...
It's not great.
I just don't see why every movie has to be 2 hours plus if it's a Marvel or a comic book movie or something like that. All right, Buff, you got big Independence Day plans outside of the movies and entertainment?
I am going to probably host a few members of the family in the pool back in the backyard and drink as many beers as I can.
We don't have any TV recommendations from you, Jane. Usually we come in. I've been so silent on the TV front just because I cannot find
time. I got
one. All right.
Yeah, I have a couple plugs.
It's older. Startup.
Startup.
I've heard of that.
Startup
yeah.
is... It is moving at a million miles an hour. I think it's got 4 seasons. I'm in 2.
Where at?
And it is Netflix. And, okay, the guy who played John Watson in Sherlock Holmes with Benjamin Cumberbatch.
Oh, Martin Freeman.
Is that his name?
Yes.
He's spectacular because, you know, he's always the nice guy. No, he's not the nice guy. He plays a very dirty FBI agent.
And in Marvel, he has a good little role, too.
Yeah. He's in Black Panther.
Yes. Yeah. And he, and anyway, it's the startup is beginning. It's a new currency called GenCoin instead of Bitcoin. And then there's also inventions about the dark web. So it's got that. But then it's also got the focus is in Little Haiti. So there's the drug trade. It's got all of that in
nice.
It. And it is
great. But as I do an IMDb search here, there are several shows that come up. None of them appear to be the show that you're talking about.
It's Adam Brody, Martin Freeman, Ron Perlman.
Yes. Okay, Ron Perlman is, I mean...
Wait a minute.
Amazing.
Whoa. Ron
he
Perlman's
just came
in
on
show.
Yes, he just came on the scene.
T-Rex face Ron
I mean,
Perlman.
It's only 30 episodes.
He is wonderful.
Nice.
3 seasons of 10.
But
is
I will say Loki's getting interesting. I mean, they have two episodes left.
One. But and startup, you'll
where do you
that.
Go from here?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. I like that these Marvel TV writers are like, we're just going to keep throwing curveballs, and if you happen to hit one, good for you.
Right.
So
it's kind of amazing to me. Sorry, I was kind of digging in here to
startup.
IMDb, because it's amazing to me that is a show. And Jane, you talked about it, I think you mentioned it last week, that I'd never even heard of, and it's got that many big names in it.
Yes, and it's very well done.
It originally started on Sony's Crackle, which is why no one heard of it.
And then it got picked
and
up
now
by
it's on
Netflix. And then
it's like the Kingdom show. It started on DirecTV, and they just didn't promote it, and then Netflix got it and it became a phenomenon.
Exactly.
Dan Buffa, he reviews movies in so many different locations. It's hard to keep track, but KSTK is one of them. Where else? You're all over the place.
St. Louis
Jewish Light.
If there's a Jew headlining it, it's going to be there. Let's put it that way. And then if not, maybe dose of Buffa. But yes, Jewish. And I mean, Scarlett Johansson, that's where my review is going to go next week.
Can't wait. We'll talk next week. Have a great weekend, Dan. 442, 97.1 FM Talk. Frank Cusimano is coming up next.
Oh, Frank.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I mean, the biggest sporting event this weekend is going to be described next hour. George Shea is going to join us for the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Jane, I'm very excited about that. We've had George in the studio before with Joey Chestnut.
Which was an honor to meet him.
Oh, it was great.
I loved him.
I met Joey twice, and we did two different eating contests, and then there was somebody else that was one of the champions outside of Scott Trade. Remember we did that or
was
whatever
that
it is now. No, remember, yes. There was another hot dog eating champion. It wasn't Joey. It was somebody else that came in.
Oh, yeah, we did have a different
champion.
Right. But, yeah, I still love Joey.
But we're going to talk about some other sports here. Frank Cusimano is with us this afternoon to talk about the Cardinals and some other things. How are you, Cusimano? Usually Friday afternoon he's on the golf course. Are you on the golf course? He's not there. Well, so that makes it even specialer.
Well, yeah, because I would say this would be the pick day for golf.
Is there anybody out there that you can wave down to tell them that Frank is not on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even hear a crackle. Okay, hold on.
I think there might be another button, but Andrew's busy with some other stuff. This has just been one of those days where we've had a few technical problems, and I'm trying to work through it, especially because it's a holiday weekend and everyone should be in a good mood. What did they say, Jane? Yeah. I don't know what's going on. He's not on where I'm talking to him. Frank, are you there? He's not there.
Okay, yeah,
don't know. Jake, just press a button or something like that. There
yes,
we
I'm
go.
Here.
All
Here's
right.
The button. There
I
he is.
I don't know how these things happen, but they do. How
User
are you,
error.
Frank? Take five.
Great to be with you guys, and I am a big fan of Joey Chestnut. After sports, it's food, and if you can combine the two, that's quite an athlete.
I watched, and I'll tell George about this, I had never seen the 30 for 30 on Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi, and I watched it last night. Actually, I finished watching it this morning because I knew George was coming on, but the whole story is really amazing. And gross. It's kind of gross, too.
It is.
But it's a sport. And, you know, they've made the case that it's a sport. Now, are you on the golf course on the most beautiful day of the year?
I was there earlier today, yes.
Excellent. Perfect weather.
Last night, tie game, 2-2, ninth inning, two outs, two strikes. The Cardinals did not win that game, did they?
Yeah, and an eighth-place hitter who is not exactly Johnny Bench as in terms of offensive potential for a catcher. And, you know, Mark, this was the 20-game stretch where you needed to make up like some ground, because after you're done with Colorado, you had the Giants and the Cubs before the All-Star break. And, you know, I'm still one of the few people that actually gets a Post-Dispatch paper delivered to my home. And I always look at the standings every day. And now it says 9 games back, and you have San Francisco and the Cubs looming. And with this very tenuous pitching staff in Coors Field for the next three, which is it's a dangerous stretch here for the Cardinals.
Do you have any kind of notation on when the Cardinals were last 9 games out in the National League Central Division?
It was actually 3 years ago, 2018.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. It wasn't too long ago. And was that right before Matheny was fired?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm not certain of that.
But look, the challenges are continuing to mount. Do we have any kind of updates on injuries? Bader was back in the lineup last night, so that was one potential
thing. Yes, and he went 0-for-4.
Right, so potentially.
It's not like when Bader returns, you know, you're getting back Willie McGee at 25. I think Harrison Bader, after 1,000 at-bats, he is who he is. He's not going to be a real productive offensive player. He's got other tools, But I don't know if people are expecting Harrison Bader, well, he's going to jump to the next level. No, you kind of are who you are in most cases after 1,000 at-bats. Yeah.
Well, how about this Trevor Bauer story in Los Angeles? Jane, are you dialed into that?
No, tell me.
Well, there's sexual assault allegations, and he's now been placed on 7-day administrative leave by Major League Baseball. And most people, I think, expect that that's going to be extended, Frank.
Oh, I think so. And this is really serious stuff. I mean, when you're accused of strangling a woman, you don't need to be playing baseball at this time. I know you're innocent until proven guilty, but let's find out before we let him play baseball again, because this is really scary.
Yeah, he's been accused, a woman accused him of choking her until she lost consciousness on multiple occasions, punching her in several areas of her body. She had woke up at one point after she says that she was knocked out by him taking her hair and wrapping it around her neck.
Oh.
And then she woke up and there was something else that was going on. And again, these are things that you can't really describe on the radio. So it's amidst the allegations that come against celebrities and professional athletes, this is among the more serious allegations with a lot of details.
Yeah, and allegedly there are actually photographs of her with two black eyes. So this is brutal.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, no, you're innocent until proven guilty, but you don't have a right to play baseball.
Hey, on the golf topic, did you see Mickelson pop off about the reporter in Detroit this week?
Yeah, and they dug up an old story about his gambling issues, and he basically said because they did that, he's not coming back to Detroit to play another golf tournament.
Yeah, he was not happy about this, and I think he's kind of got a point, because it was a story that they dug up from many, many years ago about a bet, and I think what he said and what his agent said is that really they didn't see any reason for this reporter to dig this up outside of just embarrassing Phil Mickelson.
And, you know, Mark, he actually, there's a reasonable chance he's going to be in St. Louis at Norwood Hills in September for the Ascension Charity Golf Classic. So I want to encourage everybody from the Post, just stay out of old gambling articles about
Phil
Mickelson.
Hey, let's not ban Phil Mickelson here.
Well, it would be fantastic. And I know you've mentioned that before, but it would be outstanding if he makes that trek into St. Louis.
That'd be so great.
Because it would be, I think that's going to be a cool event anyway, but really, really special. All right, Frank Cusimano, thanks for the wrap up. We'll hope that, I don't have a lot of hope that when we speak next week, it'll be next Friday because we're off on Monday, that we're going to have any improvement in the Cardinals.
I wish I could be more bullish. I will say this. I want to give you one name to think about here. Jordan Walker. I know we're about to running out of time, but he is 6'6", 225 pounds. They've just moved him to Peoria. They say that he has Chris Bryant-like potential. There is hope in the system. They say he's the best hitter in the system since Albert Pujols. We're going to see him in St. Louis before long.
That is awesome, because we lost Lars Nootbaar. Lars, we hardly knew you. He got sent down to Memphis. Frank Cusimano, have a great weekend. We'll talk
next
week.
Happy 4th.
Okay, happy 4th, guys. Thank you.
Jane, you have a great holiday weekend as well.
You too.
And check out George Shea's going to drop by in the next
segment.
I'm going to have a great chat with him.
As I'm driving and tell him I said hi.
Yep, we'll talk about the hot dog eating contest, Joey Chestnut. Also, Sean O'Connell, who is in Charlotte, North Carolina, fellow film critic. He and a couple other guys that I know from the Critics' Choice Association have become BFFs with Quentin Tarantino. And the story is really interesting. We'll share it the next hour, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.